Christina. Christina's gone.
Am I the only one who repeats that so often? Or what's the other one? The other like movie clip I repeat is my bed, my bed. Do y'all know where that's from? That is so bad. But anyways, I'm Maya Kaylin, and welcome to the Gray Area Podcast, where we talk about all things black and white, but especially the gray. I'm so glad you decided to join me this week as we talk about some gray area things. But before we get started, I keep running into people that keep talking about like age goals and different things like that. And if you listen to the first episode, I talked about how I wasn't really an age goal person, never really have been. That's just, I don't know, that's never been really my thing. But I wonder if everyone, is there anyone else that's like me? You know, does everyone have age goals? If so, even if you don't have an age goal, I think this question can kind of fit both. Do you think that you're where you are in life is where you thought you would be? Like, when I think about me as a kid, I didn't think I was gonna buy a house. Like, I knew it was a thing, but I never saw myself buying a house, especially not at, man, I bought my house in 2020. That was 4 years ago. So I was 22, 23. No, I think I was... I think I was 23. 22, 23. It was at the end of the year, though. So anyways, I felt like I didn't see myself, like, buying a house. Like, that's some serious grown-up stuff, right? Like, who told me I could do that? And then my career, I always knew I wanted to do hair, so I always knew I was gonna do that. It wasn't really like I had a goal, like, oh, I want to do this by this age. Like, no, I just was like, I'm gonna do hair because that's what I want to do, you know. And then I guess, like I said in the last episode, it would be me turning 30 is really just a thought, more so because people put emphasis on females turning 30. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't see myself being at this point in life. I think I felt like I always was older. And so once I got older and I really started to go through life, I was like, wow, 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 wow. Like, even some of the stuff that I've been through, I know that some of my friends haven't even experienced, or, you know, people my age have experienced. So I think it's just different for me. How about you? Do you feel like you're where you thought you would be at this age? Like, when you imagined your life, did you think that you would be here right now in your career, not in your career, children, no children, whatever that may look like for you? Because I know there's going to be so many different age groups listening to this, but child, I didn't know I was going to do all this. I had no clue. I just knew hair. And the rest was up in the air, honestly. And I think that's one of my superpowers. Like, I would say God definitely knew that I'm someone that would be such a perfectionist and such a planner that if I knew too much, that it would just, like, maybe mess up everything. So maybe he was like, I'm just going to give it to you as time goes on, because that's pretty much how it goes. Like, I found out that I wanted to buy my house at a certain point in my life. Like, I was just like, okay, yeah, I need to buy a house. Grammy's moving. I need to buy a house. But it wasn't like I was like, okay, by this age, I want to buy a house. It pretty much was like, okay, I'm going to buy a house. And then I realized how young I was, because everyone was like, oh my God, that's such a huge accomplishment. You're so young. And I was like, yeah, I just need a place to stay. I wasn't thinking about, oh, that's a good investment, blah, blah. I was like, Grammy's moving to Texas and I gotta move too. And I'm not going to Texas, so I gotta figure it out. So that's pretty much my thought process. Maybe I think a lot of the things are random, and I feel like maybe that's why I can go ahead and do certain things, or I can go ahead and, you know, put out certain things or work on certain things, because I didn't really have an idea of what my life would look like or what I wanted it to look like. I just knew that I want to be happy, healthy, And that was pretty much it. I didn't know what that would look like or what that would consist of. So I would say I'm doing pretty well. I would say if I had to really think about it and say if I'm doing good or not in that area, just like thinking back on life, and I would say I'm doing pretty well. I would say I'm doing more than what I expected at whatever age I was when I was younger, thinking about life as an adult. I just know I want to be grown. Couldn't tell me nothing. I want to be grown so bad, real bad. I want to be grown. You can tell me nothing. All right, so let's check in. It's a new week, it's a new day. How are we feeling? I am feeling hungry. I am feeling hungry. I did not eat before I started, and now I'm hungry and praying that I don't get to hangry. But the Lord is faithful. The Lord is kind. All is well. But I would say everything's going pretty well. I had a great meeting. What was that? Last week. I had a good meeting, so I'm excited to be moving along in my career and branching out into another one. Those who follow me, you know that I am branching out into real estate. So even though I have my property, real estate was just not an idea for me. But once I bought my property, I was like, oh, I like this. I like doing this. I like telling people what to do. For me, I had to realize I like telling people what to do. And then how can that benefit me? You know, and that benefits me because I can help you get to your goal. I like telling people what to do. I like sharing with people how to reach different, you know, goals that I've reached, or, you know, how to reach the goals that they want to reach, and possibly sharing with them how I did it. And maybe that would help them, you know, to reach their own goals. But yeah, I would say I had a great meeting and I'm looking forward to the next one. It's going to be in person, and then I'll share more details of that later. But for now, I'm doing pretty good. I think that when I get time alone to spend alone in my own space, in my own environment, and to just be creative or just lazy, whatever I decide, I think I just really enjoy it. And I'm realizing the older I get, I need time to unwind. If I don't unwind, even though I'm very outgoing, I still feel like sometimes my social battery runs out faster because I deal with clients all day. So if I'm talking to clients all day, they're telling me their stuff. It's like, even though I do hair, I'm a therapist too. So it's like they're telling me their stuff. I may be sharing with them things of my life. And sometimes I just be like, I just want to lay down and I just want to sleep. And now even sometimes I find myself having to really make time to watch things or to play a game on my iPad. Like, I download this game on my iPad. That's a whole nother story, but it's like a whole little world. And I was addicted to it. And now we're like a month out and I don't even care about the game anymore. This happens to me every single time. But I'm really having to be intentional about my time. Like, time is really slipping away from me lately. I've been like, okay, now I'm going to watch something, and I'm like a zombie, like, girl, just go to sleep. But it's like I use all the hours in the day between working. It's like I'm always working on something, and I love that for me. But then too, it's like I just need a couple more hours in the day, Lord. I just need a couple more hours in the day. So then that makes me think, maybe I should go to bed early, maybe I should wake up earlier. You know, I know it mentions something like that in the Bible. Actually, the Bible really would give you the stepping stones to, you know, how to achieve great things in life. But it mentions something about rising early. I'm not no morning person, though. You won't catch me. Not just up and out in the morning. Now that I'm older, I wake up at like 8:30 a.m. like clockwork, but I probably need to lay in the bed or chill in the bed for at least 30 minutes or so before I get up. I don't like just getting up and leaving right out the house. That would just, oh my goodness. But now I'll be laying down like, oh, I really could sleep in. I don't have anything to do today. Then I'll close my eyes and I'm like, or I could be doing this. Then I gotta do this. Then I gotta do that. And then I get up. It's a whole whirlwind. But one of the things I'm learning is to give myself grace. I don't know if you guys struggle with that, but lately I've been struggling with giving myself grace. I've learned that with me being a perfectionist, most times I want everything to be perfect. I want to get it on the first try. I don't want to A, B, C, and D. I just want to A. I don't want A, part one, part two. I want to get it right on the first time. But I think what happens when I have that mindset or I want that so bad for myself, I can forget to allow God to be God. I will try and step in His place, because Lord knows I don't want it. But I'll try and step in His place and pretty much take what He's supposed to give to me, or the things that He wants to teach me in the season. I try to take it and make it what I want it to be. Like, no, I'm gonna do this, and then it's gonna go like this, and it's gonna go like that. And God may be like, no, I need you to go through this so you can get to that. So for me, I've just been learning how to give myself grace, not to, you know, make my ego bigger or anything like that, but to give myself grace to say, it's okay that you messed up. Whether it be in my career, sometimes I feel like if somebody tells me that I did something wrong, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, I hope I didn't disappoint them and all this and that. And it's like, it's just a constructive criticism. I think I'm so used to having such straight records with so many different things. I've been like, a mistake? What do you mean? I don't mess up. I'm next to perfection. But the Lord will quickly humble you. The Lord will quickly humble you. But I went and I looked at one of the scriptures I have saved, and it reminded me that, like I was saying, God's way is the right way. God's way is the right way. He's always going to humble us to let us know that we still need Him. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's like, all right, gotcha. And then sometimes you may just need to learn more and more as you go along. Maybe you need to go back and relearn that. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, within your heart, you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there. That is in the Passion Translation. So with that, that also reminds me, it's like, it does not matter what plans you have. If you thought you would be further in life, if you thought, you know, you would be somewhere else, or if you thought you wouldn't achieve all this, but you did and you're happy about it. But at the end of the day, God's plans will be the success, not your plans. God's plan is going to be the success story. That's going to be the congratulations. That's going to be all the things that He wants you to, you know, achieve in life. And then the other scripture is Galatians 6:9 in the NIV version. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I think for me, that spoke to me, because I'm a perfectionist, sometimes if I do mess up, I just feel like I failed. I feel like that's the end all be all. Sometimes I'm like, man, but I have to remember that God gives us new mercies every morning. And if He woke me up the next morning, that's another chance to get it right. It's not another chance to be perfect. It's another chance to get it right. He knows that we're going to make mistakes. He added all that in. He already added all that in. So I've just been reminding myself to give myself grace and not to be so hard on myself to the point where I'm making myself exempt from God's promises for my life. Just because I'm messing up or I have these things does not cancel out the promise. It does not cancel out God's will for my life. It does not cancel it out. It can bring, you know, bumps in the road. It can make things harder if you choose to live your life a certain way, but God's grace is sufficient. He's going to make sure that His promise is fulfilled. He's going to make sure that you don't leave this earth until you fulfill the promise that He has for your life. And so that's something that I have to remind myself of. And I think for me, sometimes I do get fearful. Like, God, there are people dropping dead every day of all ages, and I don't want to drop. and I have not fulfilled the promise that you have for my life, or I haven't lived up to the standard, or I haven't lived up to my own standard or to Christ's standard of how I should live my life, how I should honor him with my life. And I think that's something that I struggle with only because I want to be pleasing to him. But sometimes I have to make those mistakes, I know for myself, because I'm so stubborn. And sometimes I get so much in my head that I think that I don't need him. And those moments humble me. So even though I do need to work on grace for myself, I also just need to work on depending on God, depending on him through it all. When I don't have the grace, when I can't find the grace for myself, he has the grace for me. It's already there. It's a gift. He wants to give it to you, not because we deserve it, but just because he wants to give it to us. It's a gift. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm really grateful for that. But I do pray that you go on about this week knowing that God has enough grace for you and me and them and the other people. And it's not about where we thought, you know, we would be in life, but it's about wherever we are in life, is God pleased? Is God pleased? And we're grateful for his grace no matter what point we have reached in life, no matter how far we'll go, no matter how far we haven't gone yet, even if we already know what we're supposed to be doing and we keep procrastinating, God still has grace for that. God wants to give you grace for that. God wants to continue to give you grace for that. Don't take advantage of it by, you know, taking it for granted, but take advantage by saying, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to live every day to please him. I'm going to live every day to make sure that I try to dot every I and cross every T when it comes to being in his will for my life. That may look different for everyone. It may look different for you and me, but his grace is sufficient, and the Lord loves you just the way you are. He factored in everything that you would do, wouldn't do, couldn't do, shouldn't do. He factored all that, and he still said, I have some grace for that. Here's some grace for that. Oh, you know, my hard-headed kid, here's some grace for that. Here's some mercy, too. Here's some grace for that. And although there's so many different, you know, levels to the grace, and you have to know that for yourself, like through knowing God and who he is and not taking those things for granted, those gifts for granted. But you also have to know that his love is the base for everything. So even when you mess up and you don't have what you think you should have, or you're not where you think you should be, he still loves you in spite of. God loves you. And I pray that you just continue to have an amazing week, because I know it's Monday, but today's going to be an amazing week. It really is. So don't forget, the Lord is always kind. The Lord is faithful. And I will see you on the next episode of The Gray Area. Thanks for tuning in.